Chapter 15. Let it go. Let it go. Only the strong know the difference between giving up and letting go. You have a past. I have a past. We all have a past. Your past can be your worst enemy or your biggest ally. You can allow your past to haunt you and hold you back from great success on the job and in life, or you can use it to shape you to do great things. I have seen so many first responders who just cannot let go of the past, and they allowed their past to control their present and future. Man, I don't care what happened yesterday or 10 years ago. It's done. Let it go. We all have situations in our lives that have caused us to become discouraged and develop an attitude of, it's not worth it, or what's the point in trying any longer? Why allow something that is now out of your control to control you? You may have failed in a relationship. You may have not been the best on the job. You may have made some bad mistakes. Someone may have done you wrong, or something may have happened to you as a kid. Let it go. Don't allow feelings of depression, guilt, shame, or anxiety to control you any longer. If you live in the past, you will not be able to fully live in the present or in the future. You are a hero, baby. The world needs what you have. Why be controlled by something you cannot control? Booker T. Washington once said, I have learned that success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which one has overcome while trying to succeed. That's powerful. Starting today, you will use your past to create future wins. I want you to think of a past situation that may be holding you back right now. And I want you to ask yourself, what did I learn from that situation? You can take any situation in life, good or bad, and make it a learning experience, like we talked about earlier in this book. Past memories, good or bad, they're a part of us. The key is to realize that they are not the reality of who you are right now, and then use these past memories to your advantage. So what did you learn? Maybe you learned that you could have done something differently to get a different result. Maybe put yourself in a different environment, or you could have reacted differently to the situation to change the outcome. What could you have done differently? What did you do wrong? What did you do right? I once heard it said, a smart man learns from his own mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. Learn from mistakes and allow what you've learned to propel you to the next chapter of life so that you can ultimately be fit for life. Past memories, good or bad, are a part of who you are, but do not define who you are. Let me repeat that for you. Past memories, good or bad, yes, are a part of who you are, but do not define who you are, or who you will be, or who you can become. Free yourself. Take the garbage out, baby. Throw the chains off. You are free. Let it go. Today, to be fit for life, you will choose to no longer focus on the past. You will be committed to being your best today, in the present, and the future. Today's Take Action. What past situation or situations have been holding me back? What have I learned from my past? What areas in my life will I choose to let go today? Today's winning confession. I choose today to allow the past to be the past. I am in complete control and will use past failures to create future successes in my life. I will be the best me in the moment and be a difference maker in the lives of others. I will choose the winning mindset. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life. Section 4. Time to create your attitude.